See if you can get to 10 without a thought pervading your mind. And most people are like, dude, I can get to 3. Some people get to 8. If you get to 10, keep going. Most people can't. It's because our minds are so fractionated at this point. Even my wife, like, we push, we talk about it. In her previous businesses, it's always pushing multitasking. It's too much work, but it's not by choice. So I think challenges like jiu-jitsu, physically, whether you're, you know, doing some kind of weightlifting.
There is only one supplement that I think almost everyone on this planet should be taking, and that's a full spectrum and highly bioavailable magnesium supplement because, well, let's face it, ever since the Industrial Revolution, our soil has been depleted of magnesium, and therefore our food is depleted of magnesium. And on top of that, our modern environments, which are inherently overstimulating and stressful, are constantly depleting our body of magnesium. And unlike other nutrients, this is not something your body can produce on its own. It literally needs to get it from the diet. And one individual kind of magnesium alone is not enough. You actually need 7 different kinds to support over 300 biochemical reactions that help regulate your nervous system, red blood cell production, energy production, managing stress and emotions, etc. And so the folks at Bioptimizers have made it very easy and convenient to add back in what the modern world leaves out. They've created Magnesium Breakthrough. Now, I've been taking this for the past 2 years, and the biggest benefits that I've seen are related to my evening wind-down sessions and my sleep. I tend to be pretty overactive in the evenings, just totally overthinking everything that I do. And this has helped me wind down and get more restorative, more efficient sleep. So I wake up feeling way more refreshed, more energized, more clear, more ready for the day. And the way that I see it, sleep is upstream of essentially every other health and wellness related habit and decision. Because if you're sleeping better, automatically you're going to have more regular cravings. You're going to have higher insulin sensitivity. You can derive more of all these inputs like fitness, right? You make more gains, you gain more muscle, you burn more calories, and you wake up feeling refreshed so that you can do it again and again and again. And then beyond the fitness, you have more energy to go for a walk, to do fun activities with friends. You are less stressed, so you can socialize anxiety-free. And you're also going to be retaining, refreshing, and refining your skills and information much, much better, so you won't forget any names. And like I said, over 300 biochemical processes that you're supporting with magnesium. Then sleep, I mean, wow, better sleep is just a better life in general. So I found it extremely helpful on a personal level, and I'm sure that you guys will find it helpful too. Your mind and body, and maybe even your spirit will thank you. So anyway, if you want to get a sweet little discount off of this amazing, amazing magnesium supplement from Bioptimizers, all you have to do is visit the show notes. So you scroll down right now, takes just a couple seconds, and boom, you'll have access to all 7 different kinds of magnesium that your body needs. All you have to do is hit the link and use code KYP for Know Your Physio. KYP. That's all. Enjoy 10 to 22% off depending on the package you choose, whether or not you subscribe. I'm obviously subscribed because I don't even want to think about whether or not I'm going to get this essential supplement in the mail. And hope you guys enjoy that awesome stuff. And that's all for now. I'll see you guys on the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are with my friend Adam Wenger, CEO at Element Health. And today we're going to get into all things CBD. We're going to get into different ways that you can use CBD for anxiety, depression, maybe even addiction, and all the different ways that CBD can help you feel better, perform higher, recover better, sleep better, and so much more. Adam, it's an honor and pleasure to have you here on the show, man. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'm excited to dig in with you.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me and getting to talk to you again. That's fun.
Yeah, for sure. I think if we can start somewhere, why don't we start with why, man? Why are you here on the Know Your Physio podcast, and why are you so obsessed with what you do every day?
Well, it's really funny because we met through Ben Greenfield. We met at this biohacking sort of conference, Elements of Vitality, I believe that was the name of it. And I consider myself a sleep specialist. I know how to guide people through dealing with anxiety, depression, different stuff like that. And when I had met you, I was beyond sleep deprived because I'm a new parent, I guess, well, for a few years now. And I still deal with a kid that likes to wake up maybe at 2 o'clock in the morning. So I had probably been sleeping like 3 or 4 hours when I talked to you. I was like, you know what? I know a lot about sleep, but let me pick his brain because I just thought you were going to the conference or to the seminar just to learn stuff. I didn't know you were one of the speakers and you had so much valuable info. And I was like, man, we need to connect. Let's get on the podcast together.
Yeah.
So I'm just super pumped.
Wonderful, man.
About CBD and how it's really changed my life tremendously. And it helped me get through like really tough periods where my sleep could have suffered and it would have carried on to my day. And you know about this as well. So luckily I get that in check and CBD really helps for me.
Yeah. And I'll tell you that even though you were sleep deprived, you definitely didn't come off as someone who was sleep deprived because I could just sense and feel your passion for life and the work that you do in every word that you shared. So while you may have been sleep deprived, man, I knew that you were a super driven, happy, fulfilled, passionate individual and a very proud father. So I really admire that about you, man. And it's something that I admire. And really what I try to capture here on these shows is individuals like yourself who don't just have the knowledge and live the lifestyle, but really have that passion for what they do, no matter how much sleep they end up lacking for whatever reason, whether it's travel or kids or anything else, you can still feel that in their presence. So really admire that about you, man. And I really want to get to the root of why you're so obsessed with this and how, or rather what everybody needs to know about CBD and their endocannabinoid system. So where would you start? How do we start having this conversation to really help bridge the gap? Because currently my impression is people see CBD as, yes, something related to marijuana or hemp that can help them relax and feel good. But let me ask you this. Why does this plant have this kind of influence in our physiology? We can get into the science of it. We can get into the philosophy of it. But why don't we start there?
So let me start kind of from like the ground up. I've always considered myself somewhat of a rebel in everything I did, whether it was in school and what I wanted to study, whatever it might have been. I never listened to the authority figure or whatever it might be. And CBD and cannabis, well, it was really cannabis, was so taboo. And I remember always being told it's the drug that's bad. It's bad. It leads to other drugs. And I actually had suffered from some addictions, but cannabis was something I could always use and found a lot of medicinal benefits from it. And to see that it was illegal all over the place, and then eventually it started becoming more recreational and medicinal, I was like, man, how is this like happening? What's going on in like the global consciousness? There's obviously people trying to make money. There's people trying to benefit from it. I don't think, you know, our government necessarily just wants the world to have cannabis, or at least people in the United States, because more than likely they'll stop drinking or who knows what it could lead to. But the cannabis realm is so interesting because there's like pothead version, or people doing this for creativity to get high, but then there's also a medicinal purpose. And then eventually I decided, you know what, I don't want to smoke pot anymore because, you know, I'm starting to feel like some of the negative effects from it. But I know that there are positive benefits without having to get exceptionally high. So I started researching a lot, and I've discovered CBD like many, many years ago. And not just CBD. When I'm referring to CBD, I'm referring to full spectrum CBD, which is an extract from the hemp plant where it's CBD and a lot of other minor cannabinoids. And we'll get into the details of that soon. But I found that this particular compound had just a wide range of benefits, like such a wide range that it could help so many different people that I'm like, I need to try this out. And I tried it and I fell in love with it really quickly. This was around 2016, so probably 8, maybe even 9 years ago. And, you know, pot just, or cannabis to smoke, wasn't really in my realm of what I wanted to do anymore because I was so athletic, I was competing in martial arts, MMA, jiu-jitsu, different things like that. And I wanted something that was going to boost my performance. So I discovered CBD, and instantly, right away, I started sleeping better, which subsequently made me feel better. And I noticed my recovery was just through the roof. And I thought I hit like this crown jewel. No one knew about this stuff yet. And I started sharing it with my family from this one big brand. They're still around. The problem was I noticed that a lot of money was getting involved. And what happened was they moved their operation, this company, because I was just purchasing from them as any type of consumer. And they moved their operation to Colorado. They started hiring more cheap labor. They were cutting corners and saving money. But I didn't know this at the time. So I'm taking my CBD and I'm realizing, well, it's not working the same way. I got to take more. And I'm thinking, man, this is just like all these other compounds out there. You know, you start low and then you just have to keep going up and up. And same with pharmaceuticals. So I gave them a call. I spoke to their CEO and they said, oh, yeah, we moved our operation. And like a light bulb went off. I'm like, man, all these companies, like things always get degraded. Things get hijacked. When there's something good, someone has to capitalize on it and cut corners so they can make more money. And that drove me nuts because I was in the health field and I just wanted to help people and I wanted to feel good and I wanted people to feel optimized. And when I heard that, I was like, wait a second, because maybe we can produce CBD, but not cut any corners, never sacrifice the quality for any type of profit. And luckily we have family friends that have cannabis farms and hemp farms throughout the Midwest and in Vermont, where my wife's family is. So I started talking to them and they were growing small amounts. They were growing a lot of different crops. But when we started realizing that hemp might actually become legalized, which was in 2018, we're like, let's produce enough to make tinctures of CBD just for our own personal use. And we did it. And through a little bit of experimentation, it came on really quickly because there's many extraction methods. There's many grow methods. But thankfully, we came across a really old strain of hemp that it's an industrial strain from, I believe it was like the 1600s in the United Kingdom. And we got a hold of this seed stock. We started growing it and we extracted it and we tried multiple methods. And when I got it, it was so far away from everything I'd ever tried. Like it was night and day compared to other CBD in terms of the look, the smell, everything. And when I tried that for the first time, I was like, man, we are onto something. And I gave it to my wife, my dad, her whole family, our entire family, you know, then cousins and uncles. It was like amazing. And everyone's like calling me, send us more, you know? And I'm like, at the time, I'm basically a wellness coach. I was working for this place called Canyon Ranch, which is, to me, it's like one of the original biohacking facilities. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, for real.
We were doing, like 10, 15 years ahead of its time. And I started giving it to some of my clients and some of my patients that I was working with. And they're like, what is this stuff, you know? So when I saw that I didn't have to help people anymore, like I could work with clients one-on-one, but when I could give them a bottle and coach them, send it to people all over the U.S., now we're like really on to something because we're helping people heal on a global scale. At that point, it was more of a national scale. And even I started researching CBD because I don't want to sell people something or produce something that you have to take more and more of, because that's not the goal. The goal is to take the smallest amount of something that allows it to work with your body, not just something from outside. And it turns out that the longer you take it, the less you can actually take over time. So it's kind of the point where I have customers that might be taking two or three droppers full, like whatever it is, 100 plus milligrams, and then they start doing it every other day or they cut it down to 50 milligrams and they're having the same effects, which is telling me that they're starting to optimize something called their endocannabinoid system. And then that was another rabbit hole I dove into and it just blew my mind and it became a very passionate thing for me. And go from there.
That's incredible, man. And I understand that giving people such an incredible product, it gave them such a wide range of benefits. I'm sure that that helped inspire you know, beyond the CBD itself, I'm sure that taking something like this and seeing the benefits, just, it just incentivizes this like deep curiosity for, all right, like, what else can I do? You know, what else can I try? There's actually a quote by Buckminster Fuller that I love. It goes, if you want to teach people a new way of thinking, don't bother trying to teach them. Instead, give them a tool or a product, the use of which will lead to new ways of thinking. And I think that you guys did absolutely that. So kudos to you, man. That's incredible. And I want to be specific here. When you said that you started to research this, I just want to mention that, you know, you do have a background in some of the science, right? You went to school, if I'm not mistaken, for physiology, nutrition, psychology, right?
Yeah, I was at a University of Florida. I was in their applied physiology, kinesiology department. And most of what we did, it was great. I wanted to get into exercise physiology, but I was like, I really felt a calling to get into the field like right away. And I think one of my like main motivators was my father. And he actually passed in 2019, but it was from a condition called ulcerative colitis, autoimmune disorder. A lot of people think of IBS. And the relief that he experienced, well, he had been seeing doctors. And in my background, like in my family and generations before that, you're not feeling good, you go to a doctor. You don't take health into your own hands. You go to the specialist, right? And he was given Nexium for like abdominal discomfort and like to ease the inflammation. He was given prednisone. That was the real killer. It was corticosteroids, and they used it for flare-ups of inflammatory diseases. And he was like living on that stuff. And he was having these flare-ups, and we started noticing he was having anxiety issues. His gut health was suffering. So we know there was issues with probiotics and the bacteria in his body. And I just saw so much suffering on his end, and it killed me because he was as passionate as me for helping people. I've talked about this before. Like, I've literally seen him give his shirt off his back to someone that was homeless, didn't have a shirt, and looked like they were going through issues. Like, this was a guy that was so passionate about helping others. And then I saw him suffer tremendously because his health started dwindling, and it wasn't getting better with the doctor's help. And even through all that, he still maintained that passion and that love for the people around him, that he would do anything for them. And when we started incorporating CBD into his life, like, I saw almost an instant turnaround. It was incredible with the way he felt, with his gut health, that pushed me even further.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Yeah. And so why do you think that this plant can give us, why does this plant allow us to experience all these amazing benefits? Why is it the case? What's your perception?
Yeah. So this is now like the science that I like to get into. The endocannabinoid system, you know, what I consider is most people haven't even heard of it. It's basically a system of different receptors. The CB, I don't want to get too detailed, but the CB1 receptors are primarily...
Feel free to, please. My audience loves this stuff.
Okay. CB1, cannabinoid 1 receptor, is found primarily in the brain, the central nervous system. CB2 is associated more with inflammation and the immune system. So we can see instantly that there's cannabinoid receptors all throughout our body. But what I find it to be is an interface to our outside world. And what I mean by that is people are suffering these days. When I grew up, you know, you would have a traumatic event. You know, I'm 39, 40. I don't even keep track of age anymore. But when I went, it's funny. My wife is like, happy birthday. I'm like, oh, yeah, remind me. But like, old I am. Because I always feel like I'm going backwards in age, which is great.
Nice. Dude, you do not look like you're anywhere near 40.
Really? Oh, that's good.
You have this childlike energy to you, man. Your eyes have this glow to them, bro. Your skin is incredible. You do not look like you look like you're 29, bro.
Hey, I'll take it, man. I'll take it. And that's with like years of a rowdy toddler. He's like Tarzan, bro. Like, if I don't pay attention, he jumps on my back, a two-year-old, and starts rear naked choking me and putting hooks in. And you know jiu-jitsu.
So no way. What a beast.
At two, other kids are like kind of walking and playing, and he's doing jiu-jitsu like flying arm bars. It's the weirdest thing. No, thank you so much for that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean it. Well, it's good. CB1 and CB2 receptors and the interface.
Okay, yeah. So when I was growing up, we didn't have the stressors that people have nowadays. And it's funny, we always associate it with the younger crowd, you know, Gen Z, how they're like addicted to their phones. And my wife and I, we study child rearing and basically the psychology of children and the neurochemistry of what's happening right now, living this new day and age. And it's really like very destructive, like screen time and the amount of stressors we have. But people our age, like from 20 to 40 or even 45, they're so addicted. And then the generation above us, they're even more addicted. You know, grandparents that are like checking their watches, you know, for updates and going on
crazy, man,
all the time. So we started researching endocannabinoid deficiency, and they call it clinical endocannabinoid deficiency, or CED. And, you know, some of the theories are that you have disorders that are based on neurotransmitter deficiencies. So, for example, acetylcholine and Alzheimer's. They're doing a lot of research, and the drugs generally affect acetylcholine. What else? I have some notes. Parkinson's with dopamine, obviously, and then you have depression with serotonin and norepinephrine. And I started wondering, so like, what happens when you have endocannabinoid deficiency?
Yeah.
So researchers, there were German researchers, and what they wanted to determine was, well, basically they used rats. And let me try to like remember exactly how the study went. But what they did was they realized that post-exercise, you have reductions in anxiety and reductions in your, or increases in your pain tolerance, so less pain sensitivity. So they wanted to determine where this came from, and they thought, let's look at the endocannabinoid system, or the CB receptors, cannabinoid receptors, and then let's look at endorphin and opioid receptors. So what they did was they had the rats run, and they measured the levels of anxiety by putting them in dark rooms and then light rooms, kind of messing with their environment to determine, like, I guess they looked at blood pressure rates, heart rate, this type of thing. And what happened was they blocked the endocannabinoids, the natural endocannabinoids, and they realized that post-run, they didn't get the same benefits from reductions in anxiety, and basically pain sensitivity was exceptionally high. So then they blocked the opioid receptor, or blocked endorphin, and they realized that the rats had the exact same effects as before any blocks had occurred. So this was leading researchers to believe that endorphin is not what's responsible for the runner's high, but actually certain endocannabinoids, mostly anandamide, which is, there's two main endocannabinoids. One's called 2-AG and one is anandamide, which oddly enough is known as, is a Sanskrit for bliss. So, and that's how its CBD interacts with. So it was just really interesting when I saw that, and I started going, wow, so like the runner's high might actually be anandamide or an endocannabinoid, a cannabinoid that's made from the inside, not something we take externally. Let's like look further into this. And we just saw that a lot of different conditions, from IBS, migraines, I think we were talking about this earlier, even things like bipolar, fibromyalgia, people are finding relief from using exogenous cannabinoids. Or when people are getting studied with these type of symptoms that they're experiencing, there's like a cross between the different types of ailments. So I just found that really interesting, and I wanted to push and understand what we can get, like what we can benefit, not just on like less stress, less inflammation, because those were the main things that people think CBD helps with, or sleep. But what can it really get into to give people relief? I have like a bunch of notes and studies that really like turned me on to CBD.
Can you share some of those with us?
Yeah. So the rat study was the initial one. The one that's like really, I'll actually link you to those in the notes, but they're finding that there's rare genetic disorders of defective CB1 receptors. And those are people that are really having sleep issues, memory, anxiety-related issues. So like people are starting, now that it's legal, we're able to do more research. We're doing more subjective with our customers. But like when I go in to the field and I'm studying, there's a place called Phytech. They're out in Washington and they're doing incredible like preclinical research before the official stuff comes out. And they're just pushing the boundaries. So we're finding out new stuff all the time. You'll see these studies now from 2022, 2023 that are showing all the positive benefits of CBD and full spectrum cannabinoids.
And so why is it that the plant does this to us? Like, why does something in nature beyond our body influence your body? So what's your philosophical or even scientific, you know, perspective on this?
The cool thing about CBD in particular is that it does not actually bind to the CB1 or CB2 receptors. What it does is it reduces the FAAH enzyme, just for short, that breaks down anandamide, the endocannabinoid, the primary one responsible for the good feelings that we were discussing earlier. So it's actually allowing your body to work more efficiently through the endocannabinoid system. And certain things, let's say, for example, I've used this before. We're walking in the street and you get hit with a massive bout of stress. So what could that be? A car is coming at you. Maybe a lion jumps out, whatever it might be. People are not effectively toning down their sympathetic nervous system or getting into a parasympathetic state quick enough. Back in the, I think we're just at such a high level of stress right now. And this is the issue. People being on social media, these type of things, that we've been really disconnected from our true self, our true nature. And when I found that the endocannabinoid system was integrated with hormones, bone density, gut health, so many different things, I started thinking, like, we really have to get rid of these hurdles, or we need a tool that's going to help us overcome these hurdles that basically have disconnected us from nature or true self. I mean, that's kind of a little woo-woo way to put it, but I think it's kind of like our birthright to feel like we're in a calm, relaxed, but focused state. And it's very rare to find people in this state. And when you're in that state, that's, you're more open to the flow state. You're more open to creation. I mean, I know the difference when I've been sleep deprived, when, you know, we're in the process of having kids, our second kid now. I just know what it's like when you're getting up every 2-3 hours. And luckily, there's a passion and love for your child. So you're kind of outside of your mind and body. But for a regular person that is checking the phone every 5 minutes or bing, 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 they're getting these dopamine hits. And people that, you know, are dating right now, online dating. I have a lot of friends talking to me about their online dating and how stressful it is. It's a very complex world that I don't think we've been prepared for. And you combine that with soil quality that's been degraded over the last 20, 30 years with foods that are, you could say, genetically modified. That's not even my main concern these days. It's more seed oils, things of that nature. People's endocannabinoid systems are way more deficient than they used to. I mean, even something like what's in our water supply. There's a company, I forget what they're called, EWF or EWG.
EWG.
Yeah, and you put in water in your, you know, your zip code.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. I go to dinner with some people for some conferences and they say, I'll take the tap water. And I'm like, oh, you're shitting, right? And they're like, no, why? I don't want to spend, you know, $5 on some quality water, or they don't bring their own water. I mean, these are necessities these days. Knowing your food, understanding your stress levels, knowing your environment, being able to navigate. And I think people don't have the tools these days. So I think cannabis, or specifically hemp, because we do hemp-derived cannabinoids, that's where the money's at. Not money in terms of, you know, profit. I just mean that's where it really is. That's like the gold for our...
That's a sweet spot.
Yeah, exactly, the sweet spot.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that, like, I think what you're describing is this, like, this gap between our physiology and our technology in the sense that our technology evolves exponentially faster, whereas our physiology is more linear in its evolution. And so it creates this gap. And it's like a gap in it's like convenience is the gap, right? It's like, and what we don't realize is the downstream effects of living so conveniently, having access to the world, you know, in the palm of our hands. And yes, it's so helpful in so many ways. It's such a privilege. But at the same time, we're just not as familiar with the downstream effects of the technology as we are with our use of the technology, which is a huge problem. And so once we gain perspective on that, we start to appreciate all the different things about our evolution and the way that our bodies thrived then, and how a lack of the right elements today through the convenient lives that we live makes living life today so much harder. So it only makes sense why, and thank you for filling us in on this gap. It makes so much sense why adding some of these incredible molecules back into our life, why it makes so much sense for the sake of reestablishing this incredible, fulfilling, creative, flow state, thriving lifestyle. It's like nowadays we simply don't have the elements that we need to live as vibrant of a life as possible. And it's because of the convenience. So if we look at, well, what's being affected, then we understand, all right, what do we have to add back in to feel the best about ourselves? And so it only makes sense why CBD can help us reestablish that baseline. And I never knew that that was the case with CBD. You know, I know that drinking clean water, like that makes sense, right? Like adding magnesium because our soil is so depleted and it plays a role in over 300 biological functions. Making sure that we're going out of our way to get exercise and that we're eating nutrient-dense whole foods and getting the sleep we need, waking up with the sun, getting ready for bed as the sun starts going down. Like all these things make sense to me, at least. And they've made sense for so long. I never knew that CBD was in that category of living a biologically consistent life to close that gap in terms of, you know, the evolution of our physiology and the evolution of our technology.
You know, there's one thing, another sign that told me I was on the right track. There's a concept, or it's called the diurnal effect of the endocannabinoid system. So we think, okay, you're taking this drug, we call it a drug, but really it's just a plant-based compound. You know, the major pharmaceutical companies are trying to isolate CBD, and they have, and now they've made it into a pharmaceutical drug, but of course it's the pure chemical, the CBD by itself, no other cannabinoids. And they've just found repetitively that when you use a full spectrum extract, which is basically we take out of the plant exact ratios as to what, I mean, and keep in mind, all different plants have different ratios, all different hemp plants. And I want to go on a tangent so bad, but let me stick to what I'm saying.
Go for it, please. We have the time.
Okay. Well, what's happening now is we talked about genetically modified material just briefly, but a lot of these companies, what they're doing is they're taking traditional cannabis, high THC cannabis, whatever it might be called, Star Spangled Banner, gold, silver, haze, this, that, and the other thing. Drives me nuts because it's all marketing. You know what I mean? And what they're doing is they're genetically modifying. I don't mean like GMO. What they're doing is hybridizing plants. And they're making it so the THC is going lower and lower and lower, and the CBD is going up, and then it's in the ratios of what they can sell legally. And that's what they're selling, and they're saying, we have this special strain that does this, that, and the other thing. We're using a super old strain of hemp, so the exact ratios as what we say nature intended. And we're pulling it out for our oils, so we're having CBD, CBG, CBN, all these different cannabinoids that work synergistically together. There's slight amounts of THC in the oil, but you're not going to be getting high from it because the CBD counteracts that, and you're getting the anti-inflammatory effects, the creative effect. You're getting just such an abundance of effects. And this concept, the diurnal effect of the endocannabinoid system, it just blew me away. So when you take a CBD-based compound, like I can't speak for other companies, but when you take ours, if you're taking it in the morning, it's giving you what you need when you need it. So you take it in the morning with your coffee. I mean, hopefully you wait 90 minutes so you're not having any negative effects with adenosine when you're drinking coffee. But you add some CBD to it, not in the coffee. You could do that. I have so many people that do that. And to me, I'm just saying, take it orally, drink your coffee. You're getting, instead of the jittery effect of coffee, you're almost getting like an L-theanine type tea effect. So it's calming it down, giving you longer acting effects without the detrimental effects to adenosine. You're getting more focused during the day, a little bit of pain relief and anxiety relief. That was one of the things that blew me away. At the time when I first started doing this, I was, you know, a wellness coach, and I was teaching like so many classes, fitness, nutrition, everything you can imagine, 8-9 hours a day on my feet. And I would work from like 9 to 5. And I know around 2 p.m., I would just start feeling like this anxiousness. I guess, you know, people in an office get it a little bit quicker, but I was feeling like a tension, you know, like I started looking at the clock and I'm happy to be there. I love what I'm doing, but there's this underlying anxiety that's affecting my well-being, you know, to the point where, okay, you're done with work. You feel like my heart rate was a little bit elevated. And I'm wondering, like, what could this be? Because I have a great lifestyle. I'm eating healthy. I'm happy. I'm doing what I love. I'm getting good sleep. So I started supplementing with CBD in the afternoon during my lunch at a high-fat meal, because CBD is a fat-soluble compound. And I noticed that anxiety never hit me. And even if I just took it at night, I would notice, like, wow, I'm, like, more smooth throughout the day, to the point where I'd finish work, let's say, around 5 p.m., and I'm still there till 6. I have my wife calling me like, didn't work end? Like, don't you want to get home? And I'm like, yeah. I mean, I'm just happy as hell. Like, I'm just going to keep working with people. Let's do it, you know? And so I was really blown away, because initially when I started taking it, it was to alleviate anxiety at night, enhance my sleep, and definitely for the anti-inflammatory effects. Because when you do jiu-jitsu, we had spoken about this, I don't care what age you are. If you're 17 and super flexible, or you're 50, you're in pain a lot. Mm-hmm. And that was another sign that, you know, what compound do you know of that you can take morning and night, have different effects, but all positive to optimizing?
Almost like an adaptogenic effect.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you mentioned this. Especially now, that, you know, the timing of this podcast is perfect, because I've got a client that I've worked with for over 2 years now, and he's a super high performer. He's the CEO, very dynamic lifestyle, and he's big on jiu-jitsu. And I also have experience in jiu-jitsu. I'm actually getting back into it now. Another client of mine happens to own a gym right in front of my office, so I'm going to start getting back into jiu-jitsu. And actually, that's crazy. I actually have ending with on Friday that I'm onboarding, who's also really big on jiu-jitsu. It's the point is that this client, the first one I mentioned, he has been using marijuana for like the past, I don't know, like 9-10 years, every single day. And he's built a very successful company, regular cannabis. Yeah. He built a very successful company. Like he's a massively successful guy. But, we've had this issue with his sleep and recovery, and it's just, we've tried everything, and we've gone from an average of like literally 20-30% sleep scores and recovery scores up to like 60-75, sometimes 80. But I've been working really, really hard to get him off the THC, because I just have a feeling intuitively like it's like the next step we need to take. I see him abusing it, and I honestly feel like a lot of people. And I know there's medicinal benefits. I totally respect that. And I've used, actually in high school and college, I used a lot of marijuana. A lot of people don't know that about me. Now I don't anymore. The point is, I really feel intuitively from him, especially just knowing him so long and working with him, that he was abusing THC to lessen the blow and of like really difficult life circumstances. Like he wasn't facing these problems head first. And really showing up like the man he needs to be, because he was just like, you know, using THC to kind of find calmness and reduce the stress. but instead he needed to face the problems head first. So anyway, there were so many symptoms and so many signs that showed us that he needed to stop smoking marijuana. And now with what you're telling me, I think that a really nice pivot that will still help him get a lot of the benefits and feel good without the detriments would be the CBD that you're describing. Because he does love getting... Yeah, I know. I could tell you just like, oh, no, you just can't ready. We're getting ready to release. Like,
oh, we're going to do this. I can't wait, you know?
No, yeah. And I'm just realizing now that... And it's not just him. It's also... This office that I got, that I've got here in Wynwood, you know, we sort of share the space. It's a big office space. And a lot of the mutual partners that we have, business partners, they're also trying to overcome this like marijuana, almost like dependency. I mean, they smoke a lot. And I really feel like this will help us bridge the gap, because I think that they can benefit from just kind of just cutting it off and developing their, you know, an innate ability and strength and courage to overcome a lot of the things that they're dealing with. But I think that they can still get the best of both worlds with the CBD. So yeah, man, and you're just like opening my mind to this. So I really appreciate that. I think it's going to be a really nice stepping stone for them. Yeah.
Because I was a big supporter of all things cannabis. So keep in mind, so there's cannabis, and then there's traditional, what we call marijuana, which is really slang. The government came up with this as like a derogatory term. But high THC, which is what you're talking about, what most people smoke. And then there's hemp, which is just a subspecies of cannabis that's very low THC. Now, all the recent studies show, first of all, that THC is exceptionally detrimental to REM sleep and deep sleep. High THC, when we're talking over about 3 milligrams, it's actually going to drop those scores substantially. So that's part one. But now the studies are coming out that are showing that THC creates a ton of oxidative stress and mitochondrial dysfunction in the brain itself. You can counteract it a little bit with antioxidants like quality vitamin E. I use like Delta Gamma Tocotrienols. Trienol? I can't even pronounce it. But, you know, the Natto E supplements. But, I mean, how much are you negating those effects? And high performers, sleep is our thing. You know what I mean? Like, we need sleep, whether it's you need 6 hours, 7 or 8, doesn't matter. If you're cutting out quality REM stages, especially early on in your sleep, or just your deep sleep quality, you're suffering so much, and you don't even realize it. Because the next day, he's getting into the cycle of, well, I get to smoke again, and then you feel good again.
Mm-hmm.
And CBD has antioxidant effects, anti-inflammatory effects. So even if we have slight amounts of THC, I'm talking under 0.3%, which is almost minimal, you're still getting all the positive benefits of THC and all the antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-stress, all the great stuff with a full spectrum product. I actually developed some that have higher THC because some people really like that. And I've come out with gummy products that have exactly 3 milligrams of THC because I find more is detrimental. I've just come out with like a lot of different ratios of products that kind of suit everyone's needs. But mm-hmm. the days of just smoking cannabis all the time, I think those are behind us. Even if it's just night,
mm-hmm.
I think the best way to do it is you use it recreationally, like randomly for a fun event. You know, it can enhance creativity. It can enhance, you know, sensual feeling, enhance sex, music, food, once in a blue moon. But CBD is something that you use continuously, and you almost don't feel a need to smoke. And for people mm-hmm. that like smoking, we get pure hemp, like from our plants, and we roll it up into a joint. So you can actually get, we call it IR, like instant relief, where, you know, if you have substantial stress at some point, you can take 3 or 4 hits. I don't like, you know, combustion of herbs and smoking, having smoke in my lungs, but if I'm going to do it, it's going to be hemp. And mm-hmm. it takes the edge off, like, right away. So
mm-hmm.
I think for performers and people that care about their health, you know, the old school thought was cannabis doesn't kill you. It can kill cancer cells. It can do this. It can do that. But I think it is negatively impacting us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And And I mean, it's unbelievable how just a few weeks of helping him finally overcome this dependency, which is really what it was, on marijuana. I mean, his sleep and recovery scores have totally shot through the roof.
Oh, he stopped.
Like, complete. He's like trying to stop. He's like stopping. Like, for example, he just went like a week without, you know, smoking anything. And I mean, so much has improved. It's unbelievable. Like, the proof is in the pudding. It's like, it's wonderful that we get to track our data with the Whoop. It's clinical grade data. I mean, and everything is improving. And like, he's showing up to work with more energy, more clarity, mental focus. The other day, actually yesterday, we were in the office and he's like, dude, and this is in front of all of our partners. He's like, dude, I just want you to know that the other day I showed up to jiu-jitsu after a long day. I showed up after work, like 7, 8 p.m. I hadn't smoked. I felt energized, clear, strong. And my coach put me up against a purple belt and I beat the purple belt. And like, I know that it's not about the ego and jiu-jitsu. It's not about that. But I just want to share this with you, man, because I never even knew that I could do something like that. And I think that energetically, I was in a place where the invitation was there. I took it and I just ran with it. And I was like, I was just so stoked for him, man. And it's difficult because he, like I said, he's built an incredible company. He's achieved massive success being a person that showed up to work every, to life every single day under the influence of this stuff. And so it's hard for him to detach because he obviously attributes a lot of his success to using marijuana. And I'm just here to show him that there is a way for him to get the best of both worlds, to get a lot of the benefits. And you know, we start to get more intentional with the use. So now he's cut it down to like once a week, for example, which is very intentionally using it. But I wanted to show him how much he's capable of just on, you know, endogenously on his own by himself. But again, I do think that with what you're telling me, I think that this is going to be a way for him to find the best of both worlds, a nice blend. So I'm actually so excited that I just sent it into our group chat. I just told him, hey guys, I've got a friend of mine, expert in CBD, on the podcast, and I think this is going to be a game changer for us. So that's how excited I am.
Yeah, we got like some UFC fighters, a ton of high level jiu-jitsu guys on the CBD. And it's just, when you're competing at that level and you really want to, like, that's the funny thing, because, you know, like, regular people, we're in the gym, we just go about life and everything is more subjective for us. Sure, you have like the clinical aspect where you can look on your Whoop, but very few people are actually performing in something that's technically dangerous. I mean, in BJJ, like, crazy stuff can happen, and there's a very clear winner and loser in every single time you go. And it's like you said, it's not about the ego, but we do want to test ourselves. And I think anyone that takes on the endeavor of martial arts, especially jiu-jitsu, I mean, they're already on the right track. You were talking about convenience, and like, for me, like, I always call it comfort, where like, everyone these days is just gravitating to comfort. And sometimes they look at me and they're like, oh, well, CBD, that's going to give me like more calmness, more relaxation. I go, well, let's look at like the big picture. Are you challenging yourself? Because like we said, you know, the convenience of social media, technology, food arriving at your doorstep, that kind of stuff, like, I really felt that it was so detrimental for our health that in 2020, actually during COVID, me and my wife were like, you know what, we're going to like buy a property and we're going to create a farm. And we didn't move there full time, but we did do that. We had 13 acres, we have cows, and we go there and you think like, oh man, it's going to be so peaceful. That's what you're doing. You're going, you're retiring. We're like, no, we're putting in work. Like, my son, he needs to grow up and getting his hands, he needs to have calluses from like day one. So he sees me out there mowing 13 acres, carrying logs from trees. I stock my pond. So like, we fish for our food.
No way. That's awesome.
It's pretty wild. We get people that want to like...
Where is that?
This is in Arcadia, which is about 3 hours, 3.5 hours north of Miami, in the middle of nowhere. This is like how...
This is near Miami?
3 hours.
This is in South Florida?
They call it Southwest Florida. So imagine Fort Myers. It's about an hour and a half east, northeast of Fort Myers.
Wait, where are you at now? Dude, wait, we could have done this in person. I'm in South Beach.
Well, I'm in Surfside. But... Yeah. I thought you knew that.
That's, I totally forgot that.
Really?
Yeah, for real. That's insane.
We're in Miami. I just didn't realize where, you know?
Oh, man, dude, I got to visit you in Arcadia.
Dude, it's wild. It's like, it's another realm. Because people, for example, they look at, I want to retire. I want to get some land. I want to, like, be in the countryside in peace and quiet. And that was kind of, like, something I wanted, but I also wanted to be, like, understand what it's like. Because I grew up in Miami. You know, we had the beach, if you call that nature. But I always felt like we were just so disconnected. You know, like being in a big city, you know, just having Wi-Fi. If I turn on my computer and there's five Wi-Fi routers, I'm like, this is not normal. So yeah, we get this farm and everything that I tell people, everything there wants to kill you. So like we have black widows, brown recluses. I mean, for a while when we first moved there, for the first year, there'd be spiders that would be on the wall about the size of my hand, like this. And my wife's like, what do we do? Do we have to like shoot that thing? Like, those are like just massive wolf spiders. But yeah, I mean, we have wild boar. We have gators in my pond. 5 foot gator.
Nice.
So everything there, we're trying to get back to our most archaic self. I feel like we've just deviated. And there's this whole like transhumanist movement. Let's put chips in our body. Let's do this. And I'm starting to think, you know, biohacking back in the day, at least when I first started like in 2001 to 2005, it was about what stuff can we take? Let's take this drug and is it going to make us think faster? We're going to take this drug to get more muscle. Now for me, biohacking, a lot of it is just getting rid of stuff. It's just eliminating all the things that are just bringing us into the future too quickly. And yeah, like you need to see how a kid functions, how my son functions, putting on his big boots and pulling weeds out and ripping vines off a fence and we're putting fence back up. And I think people are lacking this. So I had this like concept. I used to talk to Ben about this a lot. Ben Greenfield, a mutual friend of ours. It's called extreme balance because you hear balance a lot, you know, at least like if you go to South Beach, for example, or any yoga class, we need to find balance. We need to do this. We need to do that. And a lot of it is like, okay, let's meditate. Let's do these very soft things. And I love the soft things, whether it's yoga, stretching, meditation, breath work. But the hard things that people are experiencing are from technology, stress, and things that aren't by choice. So I think we have to put ourselves in extremely difficult situations. Mentally, I do, like, so people, like, I was giving a small seminar on meditation. And they go, you know, I'm not trying to bliss out, you know, I'm not trying to sit there and just feel good and spend an hour in the morning to myself. And I'm like, it's not about feeling good. It's the opposite. You meditate like your head is on fire. The goal is to keep coming back to singular thought. And if you try to count to 10, like if I tell someone to sit in a room, quiet room, count your breaths. One. See if you can get to 10 without a thought pervading your mind. And most people are like, dude, I can get to 3. Some people get to 8. If you get to 10, keep going. Most people can't. It's because our minds are so fractionated at this point. Even my wife, like we talk about it in her previous businesses. It's always pushing multitasking, multitasking, multitasking. It's too much work, but it's not by choice. So I think challenges like jujitsu physically, whether you're, you know, doing some kind of weightlifting, a lot of it, these days has become so vain. And don't get me wrong, we all want more muscle. We want to be like stronger and look good. But I think the real challenge of weightlifting has kind of dwindled a bit. You know, I know we see it in CrossFit more where there's a lot of challenges, but I think it's a mind state we have to get in where we are pushing ourselves and challenging ourselves, getting heat, do things that make you so uncomfortable. And my wife, she would say, like, you live there. Because like I just love being uncomfortable all the time. You know, I have like a tent so I can go and sleep in my backyard. I'm in Miami Beach and we have a comfortable, beautiful mattress with grounding blankets and special eggshells that sing woo-woo angel song, you know, like crazy stuff that make you so comfortable that even in my sleep, I kind of want to be uncomfortable sometimes. I want to like always push the level of discomfort to understand, you know, what our ancestors did. And the difference, finding the contrast. So CBD to me is the opposite end of that. You know, if I can push myself into the ground, just go so hard, whether it's sprints, lifting, jiu-jitsu, mentally doing meditation or whatever type of work it is, or spiritually, I'm big into plant medicine. And for me, it's not, let me connect with some, you know, entity that's going to show me world peace. To me, it's looking at yourself in the mirror and understanding my faults. So I'm constantly putting in hard work, and CBD to me is the balance of it, is the counteracting force of bringing recovery and peace to my life. So that's why, you know, I'm just so passionate about what we do with cannabis. And when you see the emails I get, like these people on Xanax and Valium for so many years, and then they can switch to CBD. Now, I'm not making the medical recommendation. I'm technically not allowed. But when you see that your body's functioning and you don't need external drugs like pharmaceuticals, or people that have knee pain and then they're planning their surgery and then they start using one of our topical products and they're like, my knee pain is gone. You start wondering, do you have like an endocannabinoid deficiency? Because I don't think a cream is just working on a superficial level to fix your knee. Something's there sending a pain signal to your brain. And maybe endocannabinoid system is like one of the new frontiers to true healing. You know, I figured you would appreciate that.
I absolutely do, man. And I'll tell you that I'm someone that, like you, I absolutely love being uncomfortable. Like, I get bored. I get depressed if I'm not embracing discomfort on a regular basis, because it is such an incredible way to gain strength, wisdom, and resiliency. And that's something that you're going to need to live your life. And so I intentionally add these things in. Like, for example, and my girlfriend knows this quite well. She probably thinks I'm a freak. And she knows I'm a freak. Like, whenever we're in like a very tight place, like imagine if there's like 7 people in a car and you've got like luggage and everything's like super tight, and then you've got to like, I don't know, send an email like on your laptop or something, and like, you know, hotspot your phone, you know, to send an email because you forgot to send someone something and you're like traveling somewhere. You just want to get rid of it before you embrace the vacation. Like, this has happened to me so many times.
Yeah.
And I just like I love being in that tight little space, figuring everything out, you know. And it's like same when I'm spearfishing and my friends tell me, look, man, it's going to be a tough day and we've got a small boat, 17-foot boat. It's going to be 4 of us. You know, the gear is just everywhere. You can't make your way around the boat. The waves are killing you. Like, you are, you know, hitting your ass is just like smacking the boat every wave. You're going 2 miles per hour because there's so many waves. And you just have to like, I don't know, fix something on your gun, or you have to like wind up your belt reel, or you have to figure out exactly where's the spot, look at the depth finder, and, you know, send in your marker buoy because the current's so strong. Like, these things that I have to figure out and do and perform on and under such like stress and discomfort, to me, I love it, bro. It lights me up. But inevitably there are consequences, you know, when you're doing this over and over again. Yeah, like the gym for me is awesome. I love going to the gym. I love exercising. I love doing things like, you know, public speaking, that I probably my biggest fear growing up, right? But it's like these little things every day where I can find myself embracing discomfort, they're incredible, but they are taxing. Inevitably, they are taxing. So, you know, the way that you said it really resonates with me. It's like it helps you do that kind of stuff, but it helps you find a nice balance. And it does so in a way where it allows your body to feel the way that technically it's supposed to feel, the way that we don't get to feel so much nowadays because of this modern convenience. So I think it's just absolutely wonderful to add in something like CBD intentionally so you can get the best of both worlds. And, you know, I haven't used CBD or marijuana or hemp or anything, really any hemp-derived product in a long time. But I'm very excited to add it back in, especially as I start to do jiu-jitsu again. So I'm pumped up, man. You got me fired up.
Hell yeah. You know, one of the initial studies was on people that had anxiety from public speaking. And they found, you know, they do like measures, like kind of like a rate of perceived exertion, but for anxiety, I forget what they call it. And they found that people were able to speak with less duress in their body, with less symptoms of blood pressure spikes and heart rate increases with the use of cannabinoids. And I was the same way, actually. In college, I remember I had a public speaking class and I was fucking terrified. Pardon my, my French. And during the final, I remember I drank like 3 or 4 beers, like shotgun them before.
No way.
Yeah, it was horrible. And I gave a speech. I had my hand here and I was like, I got like a D. Thankfully, the part, I got like A's and B's, so it worked out. But
yeah,
I wish I would have known about that, you know?
Yeah, me too.
Seek discomfort. It really worries me about like the newer generations because they only seek comfort. You know, I was watching a podcast or I was reading something about how kids nowadays, they're like flocking to therapy for everything. Now, don't get me wrong. I think therapy has its place, but we are giving our power to someone else. So it's like if you've hit every wall and you need someone to kind of give you guidance on how you can kind of overcome the next hurdle, you know, like let's say a family member died or you drug addiction, like really serious things, you know, OCD, then there's a place for it. But kids nowadays, and when I say kids, I mean like 25 and under, they are stressed about everything. And it's like you haven't felt real discomfort, you know? Oh man, that's a funny joke about how like we used to really get bullied in school. Like when I went to middle school, because I was white, I mean, I'm actually Hispanic. My dad was born in Cuba. They're Cuban Jews, but like I look more white.
Wait, no way you're a Cuban Jew. You're a Cuban Jew. I had no idea, and I'm a Venezuelan Jew.
That's pretty awesome. I'm meeting so many Venezuelans. That's the cool thing about Miami, you know? You can connect with a lot of people of so many different like races, ethnicities, and just like get surprised by it. Your last name, I couldn't tell at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I remember I would go to school and I would get beat up at least once a week, you know, in middle.
No way.
Yeah, they would just launch because back then there were rules where like there had to be 30% of each race in school. I've talked about this before. And so a lot of schools that were in like bad neighborhoods, I guess you could say, they're like, let's get rid of the real troublemakers. Let's like, you know, so they don't have to keep going back, like failing grades. Let's just turn to another school. So they would send them to like our school and like good kids from ours. Like it just was all over Miami back then. People from like, if you were in one neighborhood, you would end up going to another neighborhood. It was pretty wild. So I got my ass kicked like constantly. I'd get like a ball launched in my head in recess. I'd fall on the ground and just get kicked by like 15 people, look up and everyone was gone. You know, or your lunch money stolen. Like I got really bullied and it built character. It built a lot more of not good stuff that I had to overcome, I guess. But kids nowadays, like they don't even have to walk a few miles to get bullied. They just like go on the computer and somebody calls them a pussy, you know? It's pretty funny. Like everything's convenient. Even getting bullied is convenient, but.
And even being a bully is convenient.
It's so frustrating. Like I just didn't want my son to grow up that way. So yeah, that's why we do the farm life and everything is outside. You know, I'm like, I go to dinners with my wife and my son and we don't do any screen time. I'm sure when the time comes, he'll get some screen use, but right now he doesn't need it. You know, when they're showing like, smaller gray matter in kids after prolonged use of screens, like it tells you something. So
yeah,
we go to dinner and we see these kids just drooling, like drooling, staring at an iPad at like 1 to 3 years old. It's a scary thing, you know, what's going on now.
Yeah.
So I think it's just really important that we like go back to, like you said, getting uncomfortable in these situations. Like I got to take you war hunting one day. That's, to me, that's...
I would love to do some boar hunting with you.
We use knives, and we'll bring, like, a dog or two to, like, fight with GPS, and then you just got to go one-on-one. It could kill you just as easy as you're killing it.
Oh, my gosh, dude. You're speaking my language. My girlfriend, I'm going to have her tune into this, but I'm going to tell her to tune out at the 5 minute to the end mark.
My wife got used to...
She's going to love everything about the show except this part. What's that?
Yeah, we'll cut that one part out. I mean, you go with the right...
No. We'll leave this in here. Okay. But, oh, my gosh. Yeah, so... And I got to take you spearfishing, too.
Yeah. Yeah. My hunting mentor always wants me to go. So once this baby's born and we got things under our belt, for sure. But yeah, I mean, like,
awesome, man.
Company, if people have any questions about, I answer questions all day. A lot of CEOs or founders of companies, they pay different people to handle their emails. And I do it to an extent, but technical questions, I'm answering all day long. And people, like, really, they don't have a grasp on what the possibilities are with CDN or which product is for that. There's different cannabinoids. Like, CBN is more geared towards sleep. So we have products that are specific for, like, nighttime sleep. There's other one in it. You know, we're, like, preparing our house for baby number two, business full-time, still trying to train, that there's a gummy, I take half of it, just a half. And I bet your clients, the ones you were talking about, they took a half a gummy, they'd be like, why do I even need to smoke pot anymore, you know? And you have a little drink. There's so many great substitutes that are actually good for your
body. I really appreciate this, man, and I'm excited to introduce you to them and see how we can find the perfect substitute for them so they get the best of both worlds. And really, man, I appreciate everything that you're doing. And I can just, again, even when you were sleep deprived, so just to make the point, even when you were sleep deprived, I knew that we would connect and have an incredible show and help a lot of people because of your passion for life. And I can see that now. I can feel that now to the extent where I definitely want to help you get this in the hands of and minds of more people. So I'm so happy to have you on the show. And any other way that we can help, these high performers and folks who do want to pursue, anyone who wants to pursue more discomfort to get the best of both worlds. So thank you so much, man.
Yeah, and that's what drew me to you, man. Not to prolong the podcast any further, but I'm like, yeah, this is a young guy. It was so funny because I saw you there at that conference. And I'm like, oh, he's one of the guests. You know, it was primarily people, I would say, like 40s and older. And then I saw you.
Yeah.
Cool. There's some young minds really interested in this. And then I see you get on stage. I'm like, dude, everything you said, which is hitting harder because, you know, in our realm, it's funny. I guess biohacking and understanding your physiology, it's generally people like older than you, you know, in their 40s and 50s now. And those are the people that like really have a big name in this field. But when you were speaking, I'm like, this guy has it. I don't really go on stage that much. But I showed my wife your videos, and she's like, man, that guy's like on point because she's really smart and she can appreciate that kind of stuff. So, we were just...
I'm a modern man. Making me blush over here.
Well, dude, it's true. It's so cool, man. You remind me of like the professors at UF that like got me really passionate about physiology and
biomechanics. Dude, oh my God. No, bro, you just struck a chord because the people that changed my life were my professors at UM. So that's honestly, I'm not even kidding. That's one of the highest compliments I've ever received, man. Thank you.
Dude, yeah, thank you very much. And thanks for having me. We'll talk more.
Yeah, for sure, man. And I'll see you. I'd love to see you one of these days now that we know we're pretty much across the street from each other.
Yeah.
20 minutes away.
Yeah, awesome.
You can cut out the Alvin and the Chipmunk voice on some of these things.
I will. Cool. Absolutely will. And this will be up in about 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Awesome, man.
Oh, yeah. If you need a promo code or anything, you let me know for like your customers. We can give them like 15% off and all.
Let's do promo code KYP for anybody tuning in. Use promo code KYP and you'll get a sweet discount.
Doesn't KYP mean something like something else? Like when people are like checking your ID, like if you're selling crypto, they're like, you have to do KYP. I'll text it to you. It's a very famous thing.
Okay.
You have to like they check your date of birth and all that to make sure you're a real person.
Know your person, know your...
I'll figure it out, but we'll talk soon.
Yeah. My pleasure, man. Much love and have a great day.
Technical nonsense, you know,
don't worry. We'll fix it. Don't worry about that.
Awesome.
All right, we'll be in touch.
Awesome. Much love, man. See ya.
So that's all for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. For all of the show notes, including clickable links to anything and everything that we discussed today, everything from discount codes to videos, to research articles, books, tips, tricks, techniques, and of course, to learn more about the guest on today's episode, all you have to do is head to my website, andrespreschel.com. That's AndresPreschel.com, and go to podcasts. You can also leave your feedback, questions, and suggestions for future episodes, future guests, so on and so forth. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next one. Have a lovely rest of your day.